because he's an hour later than he normally is on a Thursday. We're about 35 minutes, about 40 minutes, catching up with our roving travel reporter, Andy Mossack. Where in the world is he this time? But thing is, I need your help. And I have clues here, but no answers. So are you ready for clue number one? You can also help me out with this on the same numbers, right? Clue number one for Andy Mossack. The 17th century town near here once claimed it was the whiskey capital of the world when it was home to 30 distilleries. Now there are only three of them left, but it still remains one of five official whiskey-producing regions of this country. Which is leading me to think he ain't that far away. But the 17th century town near here once claimed it was the whiskey capital of the world when it was home to 30 distilleries. There are now only three of them left, but it remains one of the five official whiskey-producing regions of this country. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? There is another clue which I'll give you at the start of the midnight moment, and the man himself, about 20 past 12. I'm thinking Scotland, personally, but where exactly? I'm kind of at a loss. Maybe the second clue, which I haven't seen yet, it'll help us out on this. 0345 303 3333. Want to send me a quick email as well? RussellWalkerShow@bbc.co.uk. In Huddersfield, helping me out with Andy Mossack here, he says, I think the mystery location is Campbelltown, Argyll and Bute, most easterly town in Scotland. An old friend of mine lives there. I think we're in the right nation. I'm sure it's Scotland, I think. I'm fairly certain it's Scotland. About time. I did say I would give you the second clue, wouldn't I? But, and then we shall get on to more romantic matters, and I'll start talking down there. Hey. So here's the second clue, then. It's ready to go. Excuse me, where's the second clue? There? Got to open the envelope for this. There we go. Let's find out where in the world is Andy Mossack. Oh, I think we're highly likely to get it now. Paul McCartney immortalised? No, he didn't. He immortalised this beautiful place in 1977 when he released a song about it which became a global hit. Well, I've no idea. Have you? No idea whatsoever. So it's a whiskey, once was the whiskey capital of the world, or claimed to be. And in 1977, Paul McCartney wrote a ditty about this place and it became a global hit and sensation. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? Catching up with him 15 minutes from now. Of guesses and help. We've had two clues about Andy Mossack now. So in Murfield, Gavin Tilsley, Angie in Holmesfield, Graham in Craik. Now, I've got to say, Angie, Gav and Sue all say Mull of Kintyre, alongside Norma in Sleaford. But Graham in Craik says, is Andy in the Isle of Mull? You know, it's different ways. Everybody going for that, so I suppose. We ought to find out. Otherwise, we won't get to sleep tonight without knowing this if we leave it hanging. So Paul McCartney sang a song about it, and it was once claimed to be the whiskey capital of the world. 30 distilleries. 30 distilleries. These days, only three of them left. I've visited a few in my time, but it's time to find out where in the world exactly he is. Andy Mossack, good evening.
Och hi the new.
Och hi the new. So it is Wales. No, I'm only joking. So good evening or good morning, as it should be, Andy.
Hi, Russ. Yeah.
How the devil?
A bit later than normal, eh?
Well, just a little bit. So let me guess. Is it actually, are you in the Mull of Kintyre?
I am indeed.
Oh, we got it right. Well, excellent. So everybody gets a pat on the back who managed to spot that one. So what exactly are you doing up there, then?
I'm doing what you think. I'm visiting some amazing distilleries, but also just exploring this fantastic coastline, which is quite extraordinary. I don't know if you've been up this way.
I have. I spent many lovely holidays in Scotland, and I'm reminded every time somebody says, let's go on holiday to Scotland, I'm reminded of an old joke that Billy Connolly said once, where he goes,
oh, yeah.
He said, go to Scotland, there's nobody there. And it's miles and miles of breathtaking countryside, and nobody's in it.
Yes, quite right. That's right. I mean, the extraordinary thing is, I'm in Campbelltown, which is about 8 miles away from the Mull of Kintyre. And it's on the peninsula. It's called the Kintyre Peninsula. But the extraordinary thing is, it's 60 miles as the crow flies from Glasgow. But it's 140 miles by road, because you literally have to drive around the lochs. I mean, you go around Loch Lomond, and then you have to drive around Loch Fyne, and, you know, there's no bridges anywhere. So you are continuously just circling these incredible lochs, which are just, as you say, breathtaking. And then you get to the ocean side, which is just, again, you've got the Atlantic Ocean for about 30 miles down the peninsula. So it really is quite extraordinary. And Campbelltown itself is quite a lovely town. And it, as you say, it was 30 distilleries. It was called, well, they called themselves the whiskey capital because it had 30 distilleries here. And there are three still going. But it is the official one of the five whiskey regions of Scotland. Wow. And Argyllshire is one of those. So it's got this lovely Springbank whiskey.
So the interesting thing about Campbelltown and the whole area, but especially about the town where you are, for me, would be you have, it's a question of what came first. Was it the whiskey business and then the town sprang up, or was it a settlement for other things like fishing and shipping and then whiskey followed? So which came first, whiskey or build-up?
I would say, well, it was first, it was a very much a fishing area. And then with the Campbells, the clan started it. And the Duke of, I think the Duke of Argyll was the guy who probably founded the town. But it brought up just the beautiful area the fact that it's relatively peaty. And the water here is wonderful, so it started whiskey.
Because that's the magic, isn't it, of whiskey? It's kind of it's clean spring water, and it's very peaty earth, isn't it?
Absolutely, it's actually to be called single malt. You can only call it that if it's, first of all, it's got to be aged in oak barrels for a minimum of 3 years and one day. I don't quite know why the one day comes in
for good luck.
Yeah, that's probably it, is it? And then it has to be just using one distillery and one type of malt and water. And that's your, and it's called Scotch. Nothing can be called Scotch unless it has been in that oak barrel for 3 years and one day. So it's taken very seriously down this path.
What? Oh, you're half kidding. Now, I know you've obviously visited one or two distilleries on this. Now, the most recent distillery I visited was Highland. It's not Highland Park.
There is Highland Park.
There is. It's the one that's on Orkney. So you'll have to forgive me if I've got that incorrect. But I went to the Orkney Isles. I've got family up there. So we go up and we went on the distillery tour. And it's a wonderful process. It's a working distillery, and some of the smells you get, they dry out. Certain ingredients, they dry it out on floors, and they just basically sweep it every day, and that's how they aerate it. They had bottles of, let's say, particularly fine vintages in the shop at the distillery, and there was a bottle of Scotch for £35,000 on the side of this, and it was there behind a glass cabinet. So, how good must that taste? I mean, are there similar things down there? Because it's quite a touristy thing, isn't it? People like to go to distilleries.
They do. I will tell you a secret, actually, because personally, I believe, and it's my opinion, but good single malt whiskey, really, if it's 10 to 12 years old, it's good. Yeah. And I don't necessarily think that, you know, if it's 40 years old, it's going to taste much better. It's just there's less of it. So that's why it's more expensive. And they call it the angel's share, I think, when it's in a cask and it kind of disappears, evaporates. And that's obviously why. But I've got a lovely collection at home, all different ones. And it's I had a great joke, actually, if I've got time.
As long as it's clean.
It's lovely. I went into this pub, mate, and they had a very bold statement above the bar that says, "We have every single malt ever created in Scotland." And I said to him, "Have you got a bottle of Glen Hoddle?" And, Glen Hoddle, the famous...
Yep, we know.
And his face went white as a sheet. And he disappeared. He disappeared in the back office, and all I could hear was clashing and bashing and all kinds of stuff. And he came out. He was demented. And he came out. He says, "I haven't got it." It was hysterical, really, and I was on the floor, and I had to come clean eventually.
Well, yeah, eventually. Leave him hanging for a couple of hours, though. I tell you
what, I did, yeah. No, don't worry about that. Yeah, don't worry about that.
Stay there, Andy. We'll come back, and we'll talk a bit more about the town and the town itself.
And Macca, of course. Oh, yes. We've got to talk about
Macca. Oh, yeah. Well, in fact, funny you should say that. We may as well have this now, of course. More from Andy Mossack, who is in this place. It's where he is in the world. Wall of Kintyre. It's all just shy of 3 million. Huge. And I feel bad now because we're playing Christmas music and here we are in June. Good stuff, though. Real big hit. Andy Mossack, of course. We've now found out where in the world he is. He is in Campbelltown on the Mull of Kintyre. We have Storyville Plus One coming very soon. But there are a few more questions I would like to be asking Andy. Now, aside from the whiskey business these days Campbelltown and whatnot, to get there, how easy is it to get there? What kind of stuff is there to do once you are there? Is there lots of places to stay, variety, good places to eat? What's the food like?
Well, goodness me, where do I start? Yes.
Pick one, there you go.
Yes. All the usual low-cost carriers come into Glasgow. And like I said, and I got a car at Glasgow and I drove 4 hours to the lovely town of Campbelltown. And there is a lovely story here now because there is an American company have practically reinvented the town and a lovely little town next to it, which is called Machrihanish. And they've come in and taken over some what was fairly run-down hotels and breathed life back into them. And the lovely Uggadale and the Royal Hotel are fantastic, beautiful 19th century buildings, which were really much gone to ruin. Right. And they came in and renovated them all, built a fantastic course called Mac Dunes, which is a beautiful links course right next to the ocean, and have employed what is in fact, you know, kind of 30 to up to 100 people, locals. So they've helped employment in the area, which I think's been a fantastic thing for them to do.
So there's a bit of, reinvigoration happened in the area.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah, yeah. And what a great place to do it, in fact. And there is a lovely old golf course here, Machrihanish, which was designed by Tom Morris, in fact, who did St. Andrews. Right, so they've got a lot of heritage there. But beautiful fish, obviously seafood up here, great salmon. And the food is wonderful. And the people here are just wonderful. And the nice thing about it, I think, in my opinion, is that it's not that touristy at all. As you said, you know, you could drive for hours without seeing a soul. But people here are genuine. You know, they really are. And I just love the place. And they talk a lot about Paul McCartney because he did very much join in with the locals. And he was down the pub quite often. And
yeah.
They regale you with tales of the McCartneys, very much so.
Well, it's worth saying, isn't it, that the Campbelltown Pipe Band, they're the ones doing the bagpipes and drums on Mull of Kintyre, the record, aren't they?
Are they? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they are.
That's
the Campbelltown
a lovely story.
Yeah, Campbelltown Pipe Band, he did feature those on it. I mean, he has had a house there, hasn't he, for a very long time. He's had an estate, really.
High Park Farm, actually. Yeah. And the sad thing is he hasn't been here for about 5 years, apparently. He spends most of his time in kind of either in England or over in America, but they do talk of him very fondly, which is nice. And I did see the farm. I did drive by. It's literally on the outskirts of Campbelltown. It's still there. But there is a lovely also another story that it's a very long and winding road, if that is a clue, up to the Mull of Kintyre from the farm. So it's a single track road, literally. You drive along it, and when you get to the Mull of Kintyre, you walk all the way down to the lighthouse at the bottom, which is fantastic. And these days, you can rent that lighthouse as a bed and breakfast. No, sorry, not a bed and breakfast. A self-catering place that the Visit Scotland have put together. Wow. So you walk all the way down, and then you can park yourself there for a few days.
So lots of things to do, lots of things to see, of course.
Yeah,
fabulous. I suppose, even though it is Scotland, it's still classed as a staycation. So if you want to be bang on trend, you can go there. What's left on the itinerary for you then? Is it maybe another round of golf, another distillery, maybe some fish and chips?
Yeah, I will do that. But I'm going to drive up a little bit north, up to past Oban. Uh-huh. And there's a lovely little, there's an isle called the Isle of Eriska, which is over that way. Mm-hmm. I'm going to check that out to then drive back through the Trossachs and come back to Glasgow.
Well, good stuff. Listen, you have...
And the weather's been amazing as well.
Has it been good?
Well, Russ. So that's kind of thrown a spanner in it, because most people think the weather's terrible, but it's absolutely beautiful.
Do you know what? I've only been sunburned once in the last 10 years, and that happened on Orkney.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and believe me, I've been to some hot places. It was 56 degrees in Egypt, right, when I was in the Valley of the Kings, and it's degrees Celsius, and I was in the Valley of the Kings. My shoes melted. It was so hot, but I didn't get sunburned. And later that same year, we went on holiday to Orkney, and I burnt. And I just thought, well, there you go. You never know, can you? Scotland as unpredictable as ever.
I thought you were going to tell me what it's twinned with.
Oh, no, I don't think Campbelltown's twinned with anywhere, I have to say.
Okay.
Which is, no, because you know I like to find out where things are twinned with. But no, it's as I can tell, it is not twinned with anywhere, which I think you need to go and have a word with the mayor and see if they can get some, you know, twinning programme online.
I think so. Why not twin it with Radio Leeds?
We could twin it with the BBC here. I was thinking somewhere a bit more glamorous. I mean, maybe twin it with Los Angeles, perhaps, or San Diego, somewhere like that. I think it would go down well. Andy, you take care. Have a fabulous evening. Always nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. There he goes. Andy Mossack. Now we know where he's been. Campbelltown and all around the Mullican Tyre. Easy to find things. If you ever want to go on holiday to Scotland, visit Scotland, sort of the main tourist site. Find it online, weigh up your options, and honestly go. It's a fabulous place to go on holiday anywhere in that particular nation. We'll be catching up with him again soon, I'm sure.